Good morning, it's time for the K-State Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Director, Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Now, you said you went to a bunch of different conferences as we were getting ready to start here, and you're going to talk about one of those. Is Garnett's going to be hosting it this next year.
I am. I'm so excited. I was able to attend the National Association of Community Development Extension Professionals in Wichita about mid-June. This is the first time I've attended this conference. And as the district director, my programming has changed over the years from starting out in family consumer sciences and progressing then on to being a director. And so I also had the opportunity to provide some programming in community development. And this gave me an opportunity to attend again this national conference, listen to speakers from across the nation and different extension services, and again we hosted it in Wichita, and so it was a really great conference. And I served as a moderator for three sessions, and then I also got to participate in some breakout sessions as well. And some of those were a small business succession planning, which again is really important. We talk about succession planning a lot as far as farming, but it's just as important in small businesses and transitioning it to the next maybe generation or perhaps some new owners and make that a successful transition. I also attended a couple about sessions about providing training for government. It might be county departments. It might be elected officials, but those were some really good sessions. And then the end of June, I participated, which is called Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities. And that was held in Cortland, Kansas, which is up in north central Kansas, a small community. But what's really unique about this conference, again, is that small communities apply to host this conference. And it really does highlight the community connectedness in our small communities in Kansas, as well as businesses, small businesses, and entrepreneurs. So a great conference, again, the end of June. And and Garnett, previous economic development director, applied to host the conference in 27. And so we heard about it last fall, but they made the official announcement at the conference in Cortland. And so again, Garnett's hosting this conference in June of 2027. And Sandy Mills, the chamber director, and I are serving as co-chairs. And then we also have a state planning committee, which consists of members or staff members from, again, K-State Extension, some of our state specialists, and then Kansas Department of Agriculture, Kansas Department of Commerce, Main Street, the Office of Rural Prosperity. And so, again, coming together and providing some learning opportunities. I thought it was interesting that there was at least one individual that I was aware of was from out of state, and he had driven all the way from Oklahoma to north central Kansas. And what's unique about this conference, too, is that those breakout sessions are actually held in those small businesses. And so those small business owners are talking about that the path that they took to developing their businesses, some of the challenges, what they've learned from that. And so, again, we're really excited to be able to highlight Garnett next year. And we've already begun the planning process, and we'll share more as it becomes available.
Well, it's always fun to promote small businesses in small towns as we see those in the area. Make sure you guys stay tuned as that comes in the next year. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mary Zine, Extension District Director. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mary Zine, Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol.